Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Anna. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm so good. I'm Spawn.
What's that?
Comic book character.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm not familiar with a lot of comic book characters.
Todd McFarlane.
Todd McFarlane? Who's that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Just,
I don't
just,
know these
just,
characters
just
you
do
keep
the show.
Bringing up. Do the joke?
Oh my God. Do the show.
Oh,
just
do the
show.
Yes, I can definitely do the show.
Can you?
Yeah, if you stop making me feel bad about myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm legitimately sorry.
No, you're not. I know you. You're a bitch. Are you not?
I'm a bitch, yeah.
Okay, cool. God.
I'm a bitch.
Yeah. Hey, Nick. Thanks
hey,
for
bitch.
Thanks. Okay, see what I mean?
What? Did I even? Oh, shit. I didn't even realize I said it.
Yeah, right.
I'm just so used to talking to women that way.
That's horrible.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a monster. This was a play. Of course, that was a character that I love to play called Gentleman Jack.
That's a lie.
What
the fuck? Yeah, you heard me. Go ahead, say it. Say what the.
The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you want from me is my catchphrases.
Yeah, totally. Ugh.
Say your catchphrase or the prime minister dies.
The fuck?
It's from a state. Everybody wanted Louis. I'm gonna dip my balls in it guy to do his catchphrase, and he was like, I'm not doing the catchphrase anymore. And then they threatened to kill the prime minister if he didn't do it. It's facts, Jack. All right, let's get into the show because I'm excited and I have nothing left to say to you.
Oh, God. Sometimes I don't know where I am. All right, guys, this is Below Deck Season 7, Episode 2. Zwei, dos, do. Yeah. So, Nick, do you have no thoughts whatsoever?
I mean, to what? To you saying zy, zos, dos, bos?
Yeah.
I don't have any thoughts to that. I don't know how I'm supposed to piggyback on that.
Different languages. I thought maybe you could add something from your, like, background
yes.
as an immigrant.
Try.
Oh, God. I already said zwei.
Oh, my God. I have nothing to add.
Because you're white.
You don't care about my stuff. Spawn.
Admit it.
I don't give a shit about your stuff.
There's
below
no immigrants
deck.
In your family. Admit it.
That's great. I love all the ways you know, too. That's so impressive. I just wanted to say that.
Right, I'm just joking. I believe there's immigrants in your family, okay? Kind of. All right. So,
same amount of immigrants in my family that are in yours. Actually, that's not true.
You're so bullshit. Well, that's actually true. You know why? Because my parents are the only people from their family that left Iran. So there's technically only two immigrants in my family. The rest live in Iran. Actually, there's like more immigrants in the sense that they went to Turkey. Some of them went to Sweden. So they're immigrants, but they didn't come to America.
Well, there's more immigrants in my fucking family in America.
Okay, you're racist. So, episode 2, season 7, Below Deck, Reg. We continue with Kevin having poopy stomach issues. Now, do you think he's shitting or is he vomiting?
Oh, I think he's donking. That's a little combination of shitting and horribly shitting.
Okay.
I think he's shitting, yeah.
So on the beach, Tanner says he loves his job. And Courtney says she doesn't like to sweat. And she doesn't like work, but like she needs the money.
Yeah. Well, why doesn't she ask one of her servants for some money?
I love Courtney. There's something about her that's just so real and terrifying at the same time.
Oh, make no mistake. I'm in love with
her. I know.
Her.
We know. You love any woman that shows up on this show.
Yeah.
So Kate gives Kevin some meds and he says the pressure of this charter makes him feel sick and he's embarrassed by that. And so the guests come
back.
What
are the meds?
I don't know, like laxatives.
Laxatives.
So the guests come.
Was it Dramamine?
No, it was like poopy meds.
Oh my God.
Because she's like, do you want to speed it up or slow it down? And he says, slow it down.
This guy's on fucking TV, Doug.
Yeah. He is on TV. So Kate is going over the night service plan with Simone because it's going to be a lot. And Kate's talking to the main primary about how he plans on proposing. And he seems nervous. And she says, "Just let's just go over it really quick." So she goes over it with him. So they come up with a plan. And Ashton feels like he doesn't need to micromanage his crew because they really know what's up. And Abby says working on a yacht is confusing because there's so many outfit changes. And she feels like she's constantly changing her clothes. Well,
this is the dumbest thing anyone's ever been mad about on the first day.
When you're on a sailboat, you just wear a t-shirt and shorts. But like here, you're like, okay, morning outfit, day outfit, night outfit. It's a lot.
It's three outfits.
Three fits, if you will. So Kevin says dinner needs to be on point because service times have been all over the place and he needs to nail it. And Kate sets up a dinner table at the bow of the boat for the main primary and his girlfriend. And then, you know, the downstairs area is set up for the other losers. And Kevin is losing it because the guests haven't sat down at the table yet. But he's like spiraling. And so he decides to start plating anyway. And the main primary finally sits down with his girlfriend with a live violinist playing right next to them. And the other guests sit down downstairs at the regular table. And Tanner is telling the other deck crew that Courtney is very high maintenance and that she said walking on the sand was like walking on garbage because it was so hot. And Ashton and Kate so far love their cruise.
Well, I love this cruise too.
Cruise.
I know what she meant.
Sorry, I had to yawn because I'm losing steam a
talking
little.
Talking to me?
I'm not going to lie. Talking to you is like incredibly boring.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. No.
That's hard to hear.
It's not. I love talking to you. This is a highlight of my day.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
The highlight of your day?
Highlight of my day.
To be fair, you are on a work release program. And so when you're not doing this, you do have to go back to prison.
Jesus Christ. Why would you tell people that?
Well,
remember
I just think
when
I
was
they
like,
deserve to know why this is the best part
secret.
Of your day.
Secret. Remember that?
No, you murdered a person.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in jail for it.
And who do you think is going to be next?
I think the next people in jail...
No, the next
be
person
the,
who's going to be
murdered.
The cops
that murdered Breonna Taylor.
Who's the next person that's going to be murdered in this podcast?
Oh, Zach.
No, you, bitch. I'm going to kill you.
No. You have
no access to me. I know that you have one bad foot, so it'll be harder for you to get away from me. So get ready, bitch.
Shit.
You imagine you hobbling away with that one bad foot.
No.
And I'm just like, coming for you.
I couldn't get away.
No, you couldn't. It's fab. It worked out perfectly for me.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it was. I had a good run.
You did. Well, you didn't have a good run. That's the problem. Hey! Ding, 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 ding. That's me ringing bells.
You just keep dunking on me, and every time I talk, the dunks get harder.
Hold on, I gotta wipe my eyes.
I can't get dunked on no more.
What's funny is it's so much easier to dunk on you now because you're so immobile. Like, I could literally jump over your body and dunk a basketball. Okay. So the main primary guest is about to propose to his girlfriend, and in the middle, Kay accidentally interrupts by clearing the plates. The guy stops talking and waits for her to leave, and she's like, whoops. Then she leaves, and he proposes, and the girlfriend cries and says yes, and he's like, I can't live without you, babe. But he's kind of a small guy, so he's like, babe, I really can't live without you. Can you hear me? Because he's so small, their voices are very quiet. Oh, Lord. So how often do I say Lord? And I mean, every time I say, oh, Lord, I'm talking about the singer. Just a heads up. Did you die?
Oh, Lord, and I trouble so hard. Oh, Lord, and I trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my troubles with God.
You really got to do that album of standards. If you think Nick should drop an album of standards, tweet at him and hashtag album of standards. Nick.
There we go. Finally getting into the Twitter game. All right. I like it.
So Abby says that she's in an open relationship. You know what's funny? I was thinking about this. Like, when we first wrote and performed that theme song, and I say write as if we really wrote it.
Well, we wrote it.
We didn't know how many open relationships we were about to face. We only knew about, shit, what was that idiot in the first season's open relationship? I can't remember.
Oh, shirt off?
Yeah.
CJ.
CJ, who was constantly like, bro, it's hot. I have to have my shirt off. So we didn't
Dude, my pants be chafing me. I gotta whip my donk out.
So we didn't know that CJ, that there was going to be more than one open relationship. And I think we really nailed it because there have been many open relationships since.
Of course I love this show and I don't miss an episode, but what do we say in the opening?
I think I just go, I'm in an open relationship.
Oh, yes. That was more of a compliment for yourself.
No.
Sounds like it's a compliment. Did I say anything that alluded to open relationships?
No, but I'm saying we wrote it. We did it together. We came up with that all together.
All right.
You don't remember we were sitting in a room. DJ Daniel was there.
No, I'm just trying to take the piss.
Well, you definitely pissed on me.
I just got dunked on a lot, okay?
You definitely pissed on me. So Abby's in an open relationship, and she says it's complicated, and his name is Patrick, and he is the captain of the boat she worked on in Greece, and they've been on and off for a year and a half, and she thinks she fell in love with him, but she wants to have some fun, so YOLO. To which I say, there is no HR in these fucking boats, because it is apparently so easy to date your captain.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's just weird. And I was listening to, I wasn't listening. I was watching an old Watch What Happens Live that had Anastasia and Aisha on it answering questions. And Anastasia says she tends to just date her captains.
Who said that? Aisha?
Anastasia.
Oh, Anastasia.
But she likes people in authority figures. So she always dates her captains. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
That's dope.
It's just like such a weird power dynamic I don't like.
Well, if she wants to date me, I'm fucking Captain Nick.
Okay. Captain Boot. So Ashton says he needs to be more focused on his crew and he isn't looking for anything with anyone. But when he gets drunk, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, he's gonna fuck you.
Yeah, or at least try to. So Captain Lee gets emotional and is so happy to watch the engagement happen on the boat. And he's like, it's just beautiful, man. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, he was legit tore up.
Yeah, he was like, this is gorgeous.
My lovely bride, if she were here, I would take her into my spacious cabin, three times the sizes of everyone else's, and I would make sweet, passionate love to her.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sorry to interrupt your dinner.
Yep.
Congratulations. I'm going to relieve myself solo tonight.
Ew. She's going to go in his room and jerk off?
Oh, yeah. Well, every night I go in there, I lay out all the stolen tips on the bed.
All right, and, guys. It's been a while.
I pleasure myself.
It's been a while. Nick has accused Captain Lee of stealing tips. So
it's only been a while because we've been in the med.
Chugga chugga. That's true. We have been in the med. It's been hot.
But not anymore.
Still hot.
Well, it's hotter here.
It really is. Like, the bilge is out of control. There's no AC down here. Like, I'm losing water weight. Oh, God. I'm gorgeous. I'm so thin.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were 95% water weight.
Yeah, I don't exist. When I turn to the side, Nick can't see me anymore.
Anna!
I'm right here, Nick.
Oh, shit. Don't do that to me.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
You know I'm always expecting you just to be a ghost.
Okay. So the main primary's girlfriend, fiance, excuse me, she calls their dog to let them know that they're now engaged. And the dog's just like, burr, burr.
The dog goes, burr. Burr. The dog goes, burr.
The dog's like, burr.
But he says that. He says, burr.
He's like, burr. Bitch, I'm a dog, burr.
He says, bitch.
He's like, burr, burr, burr.
All right. Well, we had a lot of fun there.
Yeah, so everyone goes to bed, and it's the next day. You know what happens first?
Yeah.
The guests sit down for breakfast, baby.
No! But was there a fully set table 2 hours before they awoke?
I don't know. These fucking tables don't matter at all, because Captain Lee does not give a fuck.
He's like, no one make anything pretty. That's not what we're here. We're here for safety.
They just, like, put, like, flowers.
We're here for safety, and we are here for me and my personal time in my cabin. You all know what I do because I explained it to you last night. I take all of the stolen tips. I lay them on the bed. I lay down on top of it, and Daddy comes home.
Kate keeps it pretty basic, I think, with table settings.
All right, well. That's the end of my speech.
Yeah, I know.
I'm out of here.
I was ignoring you joking about jerking off as Captain Lee. So they pull up the anchor and head back to dock. And Courtney keeps going on about how bad at ironing she is. And Abby has a big job throwing the bow line for docking. And she's nervous because it's windy and she's hoping to nail it. And Ashton says docking the boat is where they really show their true colors. It's a big moment. So when they get there, Abby is struggling to throw the bow line to the dock, but finally gets it, and they get the docking down, and Captain Lee says, hey, man, I'll take what I can get at this point, and I'll take that. It was good enough. It was
good enough. Take it, he said.
Yeah.
Because it was perfect,
but
fine.
He'll take it.
It was fine. They didn't hurt anything, right?
Yeah, nothing got damaged.
Well, that's all you can do. Do you know what they call that? The Regis. When it's all just good, you know? R.I.P. Regis Philbin.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah. We almost had him on this show. He was going to be the first guest.
Huge Below Deck fan.
Huge. You know, he actually has a Colin tattoo on his back.
I believe it. Kind of like how Roger Stone has, like, Nixon.
Yeah, or Steve-O has Steve-O.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. All right, so the guests are leaving. The main primary almost forgets to leave his tip, but thank God the fiance reminds him.
Now do you see why I keep her around? This ugly bag of rags. Now you see it, right? Because you couldn't see it from her ugly face. But it's because she reminds me to give away my money to people who think they're better than me. Do I have too many hot takes?
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're back.
Well,
Do
I have too many hot takes?
So Brian says he used to be very temperamental back in the day.
I see your true colors shining through.
So Brian says he used to be very temperamental back
That's
in the day.
Why I love you. So don't be afraid. Hey, why won't you let me create background music for you while you
I guess I could.
Speak.
So Brian said he used to be very temperamental back in the day, and he tries not to be like that anymore because he used to sleep in his car at the beach. And Abby says she was really homeless for a bit in her first year of college, and she would sleep on a bench at her college and change into her work clothes on the train and then go back to school and sleep on the bench and then wake up and go to class. And she had to work very hard her whole life and had three jobs. So it eventually graduated college as valedictorian and got a full scholarship to law school. And then she gave that up and went to Greece instead.
Yeah. There's this phenomena. Is it?
Phenomena. Da-na-na-na-na. Phenomena. Da-na-na-na. Phenomena.
Napoleon. Is it the Napoleon complex when it's a woman?
No, Napoleon complex is when you're like short, but you like want to be seen as tall.
Right. No, this is her. It's short. It's also strong. It's also, it's like, no, you see a 75 pound woman, but my mind is so big that I have the muscles of a 200 pound man. And she doesn't. And I just roll my eyes when I hear people talk like this. When I hear these tiny little girls come on, they're like, I can do anything. It's like, but you can't actually lift heavy things, which is most of the job.
So you think
she's
going to
be doing
complex?
Is washing windows.
You think that's the Napoleon complex?
No, I think, yeah, she's got tiny person, you know, big dreams. I don't know what I'm saying, but you've
I think
really,
what you're experiencing is
you've Z-wayed
what
me.
It's like
I've been
to
Z-wayed.
Be what it's like to be a woman in the sense that like people don't think you're as strong as you are. So she's constantly being like, "Don't worry,
I think she's as strong as she is." I don't think she's as strong as she thinks she is.
Wow, proves my point.
How so?
Because I said people don't think you're as strong as you are.
But she isn't strong.
How do you know?
Because I can see her.
Okay, well, let's move forward. It's tip meeting time. Captain Lee says it was an outstanding first charter, and Ashton says he has a great deck crew, but Kevin says the service had some kinks and made some grave errors. Oh, no, this is what he did. He made a grave error and pissed off Kate by saying in front of the entire crew that service had issues. That is a classic no-no. You never do that in front of Kate, in front of the entire crew. You address her separately and not in front of Captain Lee. And so Kevin is in for hell.
And rightfully so. I mean, what a thing to say.
Also, I will say you can definitely see Kate has had enough. Like, she's already so snippy and bippy that, like, it's time for Kate to maybe leave stewing.
Yeah. Maybe she should be on my new Below Deck spinoff called Below Deck Over It. And then it's her and Hannah. And they just sit across from each other at a table and roll their eyes at each other.
I would love that.
I love that.
I love that.
I would love that for them.
I love that for them. All right, guys. We learned that they got a 17K tip. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good, especially for, well, I guess it's not the Caribbean anymore. But the Caribbean always got less tips than the Med. But they are in Tahiti now, so.
No, they're
who
in Thailand.
Fuck knows? Oh, Thailand. Oh, Jesus. That was last time. I'm sorry.
Guys, we are losing it here with Nick. So the crew works on flipping the boat, and Kevin wants to sit down with the interior and go over some service stuff because he's very particular. And Kate's like, yeah, sure, bro. And everyone is getting ready to go out, and Tanner keeps going on about how ready he is to party. So they head out to dinner, and Brian says Courtney can be a little hard to read at times, and her energy throws him a little, but he really likes her. And Abby says she hates being salty and wet. And Kate's like, but you work on sailboats. And she's like, mm-hmm. And Tanner is creeping on Kate because of his obsession with older women. And he says when the cougars come out to play, it's a good time because they never bring any other drama. Yeah. So they head out to the club to drink too much per usual. And Ashton says Thailand is a lot of fun, but you can get in a lot of trouble because the vodka is different. And Simone says she loves dancing, and when the music comes on, it's like a drug, and her and Ashton are dancing up a storm. It looked really fun.
The vodka is not different.
Oh, shut up. Everyone is breaking it down, and Tanner literally starts doing the worm.
Oh, my God. Tanner, dude. This guy's a cool guy.
The worm, Nick.
It wasn't until that moment that I realized, oh, there's like one cool guy on this plane.
The worm.
That's a cool move. What if you saw Zach? What if you were at a wedding, right?
Nope. Not answering
that. And Zach did the worm.
It would be unbelievable.
Would you yell at him?
No, why would I yell at him? I would never stop someone from like doing a cool dance move.
You think the worm is a cool dance move now?
It's fun. It definitely pops the party off if someone starts doing the worm.
I thought that you were shitting on this guy doing the worm.
No, I just thought it was funny because it's like some guy from Long Island just starts doing the worm in Thailand and you're like, okay.
I didn't realize you were such a fan. You love Tanner.
It's just a funny dance move to just whip out because it actually like takes a lot of like hard work to do the worm. Like that's not an easy dance move to just whip out.
All right.
Do the worm right now. I want to see you do the worm.
I can't do the worm
in your little closet.
Because I'm in a little closet with a big old boot.
All right. So that proves my point that you're the worst. So, I'm sorry.
He hooked up with Aisha.
Who?
Tanner.
Shut the fuck up.
I won't.
Are you serious?
100%.
That's devastating to hear.
Things are getting pretty steamy for Below Deck's Tanner Sturback these days. And not only... Oh, spoiler. Below Deck's Mediterranean's Aisha Scott. Revealed in the November 12th episode of her podcast, Going Overboard.
Which only has two episodes about, I think, or maybe like two or three. And then they just abruptly stopped doing it.
Well, good for her. That she hooked up with Tanner. The two first met in Los Angeles after Tanner filmed this season of Below Deck. One thing leads to another. We all went out to a club. And he ended up coming back with me. Oh, it's Aisha. I was doing a dumb voice. That wasn't him. She was also the dumb voice that I do for Aisha. She was also extremely complimentary of Tanner's performance as well as his appearance, saying that he looked like a mix between Scott Disick and Matthew McConaughey. He's a really lovely guy. Aisha said of Tanner.
That's your impression of her?
No, I got to get back into it. You know, it's been a year. Tanner later confirmed the hookup during a recent interview with Decider. The deckhand had not only been hanging out with Aisha, but also Joao Franco and Colin at a viewing party for the season 4 premiere of Below Deck Med over the summer. However, it was Aisha with whom he really clicked. We hung out, went dancing, flirting a little bit, and one thing led to another. We woke up together, and that was it. She went back to New Zealand. I went back to New York.
Exciting.
According to Decider, Tanner added that Aisha's comments that he was well endowed were high praise. But she also said that about Jack.
Yeah. On Watch What Happens Live, she said Jack was also very girthy. Lord help us. So... Courtney at the club seems very bored and says nightclubs aren't her thing and she doesn't like people sweating on her and she's just an old woman and she likes quiet and a nice glass of wine and a good conversation. So she's just sitting at the table the whole time, like yawning. And Tanner is taking a selfie with her, Courtney, Simone, and Tanner. And Courtney goes, I'm not very photogenic. I don't want to be involved about the selfie. She's not photogenic.
She's not going to last on this boat. And I'll bet you $5 that she gets canceled.
I don't think so.
$5. Who's your pick? Pick it now or pick it stow?
I told you we're only betting newborns or firstborns.
Deal.
$5.
Our firstborns and $5.
Nope, no money.
Okay, what do you got? Well, who's your pick?
Of who's getting fired?
Yep. $5.
I don't know.
I bet. What do you think?
I would say no one.
Wow.
Why? Who do you say?
I just said.
Oh, Courtney?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got no, all that time we wasted on this podcast, you're not going to give me a name?
I said, I don't think anyone's getting fired.
I know. And that's not fun at all. What would be fun is if you just said one name and then we moved on.
Okay. So Ashton is on the prowl per usual
Ashton,
that
you
night.
Think's gonna get fired?
No, Ashton's not getting fired.
Okay.
No one is being
name?
Fired from this fucking boat. It's a good crew.
That's not true.
So,
I just did a little research.
I don't care.
Apparently four out of the five.
No, they are not.
Bosuns this season get fired.
Can we please finish this episode anytime soon?
Yeah. All, if you had said a name 45 minutes ago.
Captain Lee's
we'd
being
all
fired.
Be in bed by
okay.
Now.
So.
Captain Lee.
Yeah.
He's going to fire himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to take a goddamn plane ride to hell.
What
so,
fun.
Ashton is on the prowl per usual from his drinking, and he's like telling random girls, "You're so beautiful." And Abby tells Tanner that she thinks Ashton is super hot, and the fact that he is her boss doesn't affect her having sex with him since she has sex with her boss all the time in Greece. And Abby goes and tells Ashton she really likes him, and he's drunk, so they start dancing, and he's like, "I love you." And they finally head out and everyone's wasted. And Brian keeps asking Courtney to smile in the cab ride back and to be happier. And she does not appreciate it. And let that be a lesson to all my friends, men. Don't tell women to smile.
Ain't nobody telling you to smile.
Shut the fuck up, you bitch. So back on the boat, Ashton announces that he's sleeping on the bunny pad and he asks his deck crew to join him so they can all cuddle. And Brian asks Courtney if she wants to come with them and she's like, no. And then she bitches at Simone about Brian asking her to smile. So the entire deck crew goes to the bunny pad at the top of the boat and they all like cuddle and sleep together. And but like over the night, Brian and Tanner get up and go back to their rooms and Ashton and Abby are left cuddling on the bunny pad. And now it's the next day. Abby says it would have been less awkward waking up next to Ashton if they had actually hooked up. And it's going to be a weird day. And everyone's really hungover and they're glad that they did more of their work the day before. And Kate says the vodka in Thailand is different because her level of hangover is like 18-year-old Kate and it's not a good look. And Kate is literally laying with her head in her hands on the couch telling the stews what they need to do for that day. She looks wrecked.
I'm surprised she couldn't keep it together more.
The vodka, man, it's different
but
in Thailand.
But she's Kate.
I know. That's why
she feel like some people.
That's why she thinks the vodka
are better. Yeah.
Up. We learn that Kevin has a daughter named Billy Kay, and him and his daughter's mom broke up about after a year after she was born, and now she's 6 years old and lives in Melbourne. Is Kevin Australian?
South African.
Kevin is also South African?
There's three South Africans.
Huh.
Yeah. And then she's like, remember when Brave was like, y'all get American TV over there in South Carolina? I mean,
no.
Africa.
He's from New Zealand.
Well, there's three South Africans.
Okay,
I don't
cool.
know who fucking Kevin is, dog.
He's the chef.
Oh, well, he's not from fucking South Africa.
Yeah, he's from New Zealand. I thought
he's
he was
from
Australian,
New Zealand.
But he's from New Zealand.
Yeah, he's New Zealand.
But his daughter lives in Melbourne, Australia.
Right.
All right, so Brian is asking Simone if he was okay the night before, and she says, well, there were some issues in the cab ride back with him and Courtney, and he says he drank way too much the night before. Abby tells Ashton that he was trying to get it in with her last night, and he's like, yes, I have a problem, and I need to be better. And he's like, let's not talk about this. It's so funny.
Oh, man. Can you believe it when women want to remind you how shitty you were?
How drunk and horny you always are.
Yeah.
So Brian apologizes to Courtney for annoying her and she appreciates it. And Simone is talking to Ashton. She tells him that she's been in yachting for like 2 years, but before that she worked at an online sports betting company and that she was a hostess and she modeled and basically trying to do anything that isn't a 9-to-5 but still makes good money.
I can think of one more thing to add to that list.
Which is what?
Podcasting.
Oh, all right. Well, let's take a quick commercial break and we will be right back. And we're back. Lovely. Lovely, lovely. So, we learned that Simone comes from a very academic family and she learned to speak French and Spanish and then taught herself how to speak Portuguese, but she had never left South Africa. So she researched how to travel and make money, and that's how she got into yachting. And she says she's old, but she's only 29 years old.
Yeah, no, that's a fun joke everybody at every age gets to make.
I'm so they're old now.
18-year-olds be like, man, damn, I'm old. I'm not gonna be able to play no high school football no more, man.
Jesus.
I'm an old man. I'm gonna go get a job. I gotta take care of my family. I got a boy. I'm trying to get money from.
Oh, it's a problematic accent. Okay.
What?
Next charter meeting. Yeehaw. We're having the next charter meeting with
I'm gonna vote for Roy Moore.
Oh, disgusting. Next charter meeting with Ashton, Captain Lee, Kate, and Kevin. We learned that mafioso Richard is coming back with his big tittied wife, Helen.
Man, her titties are so big. You really got to appreciate
it. Yeah, they are great big titties.
Yeah.
Were you able to get likes and dislikes?
I was able to get exactly 4 lines. They okay. only showed the main primary charter, but I did get a little snippet and I'm happy to share with you.
Let's hear them.
Helen Hoey and Richard Fiore. Helen and Richard are repeat charter guests who are excited to charter again with Captain Lee and his crew. This time they're bringing a new group of their closest friends, the other friends ditched them, to celebrate Helen's birthday. Between Helen's booming Beverly Hills lingerie store and Richard's never-ending cycle of work, don't worry about it. These two are ready for a vacation. They got a Dwight who goes by Hawk. They've known him for 10 years. He owns several businesses, blah, 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 racehorses. That's all there is.
What's a Dwight?
I think their friend Dwight is on board.
Yeah, Richard, I just watched that Fear City docuseries on Netflix, and I'm convinced Richard's in the mob.
Yeah, no, obviously he's in the mob. He's got various businesses that aren't online.
Yeah. And Helen is such a classic mob wife.
You know, her lingerie store actually looks pretty dope.
What's it called?
Parcheesi or some shit. I forget. I looked it up earlier.
Parcheesi?
Yeah, Parchali. What was her name? Hoye?
I don't know how to spell it. Hoye?
Let's see.
Pultra Intimates.
Helen Hoey. H-O-E-Y.
Pultra is what it's called.
Pultra, yeah. Yeah. What do you think? Pretty nice, huh? I mean, the graphic designer they got is pretty great.
It's
but they got a nice little setup in the store.
So gothic. I think I've seen this store
and
before.
Don't forget that that chick has such big titties. That's awesome.
Yes, I think I have seen this store before.
You've been?
No, I've never been, but I've like walked by it in Beverly Hills.
Oh shit. Well, it's nice, right?
She's okay.
It's a legit store.
Yeah, it's booming.
Yeah.
Biz is booming.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kate says they're nuts, Helen and Richard, and she loves them. And they want to go fishing on one day. And if they catch anything, they want to cook the fish they catch. And they want a full seafood extravaganza. And Kevin is worried about service because they're repeat guests and wants everyone to come together with one team. And I don't get it. Like, why would you be more nervous if they're repeat guests? It means they loved it, so they came back.
Pulchra, the name of her store, means a tarantula, a big, black, hairy tarantula.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
So yeah, they also want an island excursion at one point. So off the boat, on the deck, not on the deck, on the dock, Tanner calls his parents to tell them about his time. And Tanner's mom is like, were there any hookers? To which I want to say, hey, Tanner's mom, we call them sex workers now, okay? Because I don't
Pulchra
know about you.
Pulchra did a collab with Farrah Abraham.
The teen mom?
Mm-hmm. Turned porn star.
Cool. Good for her. So, yes.
I support it. I support it wholeheartedly.
Yeah. I don't care. Do what you want.
Yeah. I mean, I do care. I support it. That's the difference, I think, between you and me.
Yes. So Tanner's mom asks Tanner if there's any hookers, when she should say, were there any sex workers at the club when he's on the phone with her? She's like, were there any hookers? She's like, I worry too much. And Tanner's like, yeah, geez, Louise, ma.
Yeah, you worry too much. You should be reading too much. But you're not reading.
Ma, it's sex workers. Don't you know that's what we call them? We're very pro-sex worker in this household.
And she's like, did you say sex worker? Hold on, Colin. I'll be right there.
Yeah, and Tanner says he grew up the youngest of four siblings, and his dad was a retired NYPD, and his mom was a flight attendant, probably at a LaGuardia. And he says one of his best...
LaGuardia? That's what you call it?
What is it again?
LaGuardia?
LaGuardia, whatever.
Jesus
Christ.
Who cares?
I'm just saying she flies out of the shittier airport.
You need to sleep.
Newark? I don't know.
Wow.
Shut up. Tanner says his mom was one of his best friends, but she sounds like a child. She's like, hello, Tanner. And he
Colin's
says
mom.
He used to come home wasted when he was younger, and his mom lets him get away with everything because he's the baby. And she's like, Tanner, don't get anyone pregnant. And he's like, Jiminy Crickets, mom. He literally says Jiminy Crickets. Ma! Ma! Come on,
so he's
Ma.
Like, this guy's like a Colin that fucks.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly. All right.
Good for him.
It's the next day.
Hold on. I'm going to buy a couple of these Farrah Abraham Pulchra Intimates. They're not cheap.
How are you going to buy some? To wear yourself?
I'm going to slide in them.
All right. Ashton is going over the day's plan with his deck crew, and Abby's missing her walkie-talkie, and she's nervous that she'll get in trouble. And Simone says she will never get tired of ironing and has no problem doing it every day, all day. And Abby's looking for her walkie-talkie everywhere. And Kevin says that he wants to have a service meeting with the Stews because his standard is so high. And when he gets with them, he goes over his very strict plans and how he likes to get things done. And Kate says that he's asserting his power, and technically she's the chief stew and she's head of service. And he only has one job to focus on, and that's cooking. And Captain Lee finds Abby's radio and lets Ashton know to bring the entire deck crew to the bridge so he can bitch them out, and says that he is going to come apart like a cheap suit over someone not having their radio because it's a pet peeve of his. And he tells them that they should be sleeping with their radios. And he hopes this is the last time he has to deal with someone losing their radio. And Abby apologizes and says she doesn't want to disappoint Captain Lee because she really respects him. Everyone goes and changes because the guests are arriving. And Helen shows up with her titties out, baby. It's Helen titty hour. And we learn that all the guests this time are Helen's girl squad. But one of the guests, Brandy, is so wasted. so wasted. She's a hot fucking mess.
Brande.
Yeah.
Brande. If your name is the same as an alcohol, do you have to drink that alcohol?
I guess so, because she's like, like through the entire tour. And then she starts being like, and I don't understand if she's having a panic attack because she's so hot and so drunk, like if the temp is too high for her. I don't know what's going on. But one woman asks Kate if she's the captain. And she seems really confused when Kate's like, no, I'm the chief stew. And she's like, chief stew? Like they all seem kind of drunk. And then, yeah, so really drunk Brandy lady starts having a panic attack and they find her a room to go lay down in. And Kate says that she's never had one of the guests pass out when they first arrive on a boat like this. And we see Brandy like on the couch. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before. But that's where the episode ends.
And she's got her head back on the AC, air conditioner that's blowing her hair up.
Yeah, she looks should go to a hospital. She does not look well. She's breathing all heavy like she's having a panic attack. She's like crying. I don't know. It's so absurd. And her eyes are like rolling back in her head. It's really concerning. And no one seems to notice. Like even Helen's like, oh, babe, are you okay? Okay. Anyway, like it's like, dude, this girl's like dying. And yeah, I just want to point out that the next episode's title is Weekend at Brandy's, because I think she's about to like Bernie it up. Like she's going to be held up.
That's very funny.
It's pretty funny.
All right. You ready for boat facts with Nikki T?
Let's hear some boat facts with Nikki T's.
All right. What's the most intelligent fish?
Oh, that's a tough cue for me. Goldfish.
It's sharks, bitch.
Oh, okay.
Although learning to survive is best shown by carp, because anglers have much more trouble catching older fish. And actually, manta rays have the biggest brain-to-body ratio. So some people say they're the smartest. There's an interesting discussion online. A lot of cool guys are really looking into this. Anyway, that's Boat Facts with Nikki T. No follow-ups.
So sharks are the smartest. What was the rest?
No follow-ups.
Okay, guys. Wow. Well, that was that. Nick refuses to let me ask any follow-up questions. This is how far we've come. I just want to make a point that it's very important for you guys to leave us 5-star reviews, because this is where we're at.
I looked up what was the most intelligent fish, and then the first three things I clicked on told me three different things.
Really?
And there you go. And that's there's a lot of discussion online between nerds.
All right. Well, that is a gem of some info. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. Follow us at DeckheadsPod on Instagram and Twitter. Email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. Please leave us a 5-star review. We beggeth of you. You can follow me at Anna Husney. Nick is at Nick's Turners. Check out our merch on TeePublic. How many times can I say that? Do it. Okay. Goodbye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.